101.5 WBNQ 738. Michael Brown, Executive Director of the Ecology Action Center, is one of my favorite guests of all time because he knows so much and he makes it easier for us to understand how to make our lives and planet Earth better in simple, realistic ways. Congratulations to your entire team for the fundraising that it took. Grand total, the final tally was how much money for the hazardous waste disposal event tomorrow? It's almost $200,000, isn't it?
Yes, but so our goal for, you know, our public fundraising drive was I think 30,000, and out of that we're at like maybe 23-24 right now.
Oh, so we're still taking donations.
We'll take donations tomorrow at the event.
Please.
So, yes, and I think I'm very confident we're going to hit our goal.
Okay,
and
but so, there's other money coming in from other places that make the grand total of the expense almost 200 grand.
That is correct. Yeah, we have public support from the McLean County, the City of Bloomington, and Town of Normal, and so they actually kind of fund this over the course of 2 years so that we can do it every other year. And so yes, we have $140,000 from the local governments to make this happen.
The event tomorrow is the first time we've had this in 2 years. How many people do you expect to show up to drop off the things they can't normally put in the trash?
So we, I think this year, have done a pretty strong job of promoting this. And so and the weather looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a lot going on, but still people are excited about this, looking forward to this, and so I think we're going to have a really, really good turnout, which a good turnout is, you know, nearly 2,000 cars, so it'd be nice to break that 2,000 mark this year, so to get, you know, 2,100, 2,200, let's hopefully not go to 2,500. That would be a lot, but still, we can handle it.
Maybe you could have some people carpool together, like one trailer for multiple families. True or false, you need to bring your ID to prove that you're a McLean County resident for this.
We do want people to bring their ID. This is a McLean County resident-only event. I wish we could accommodate all of Central Illinois. We do get people who want to come.
Sure.
But unfortunately, due to budgetary reasons, we really just need to focus on McLean County residents. This is locally funded by our local governments and then by local residents. And so maybe sometime in the future we could have another event. We could help out some of the other local communities. But right now it's focused just on Bloomington Normal and McLean County.
Thanks to the Rivian Automotive Plant, formerly known as the Mitsubishi Plant, for giving the land availability for this event, and getting there is unique.
Yeah, I heard we have to use a different entrance.
Not off Mitsubishi Motorway.
Correct. And so, yeah, people have attended this event at the past when it was Mitsubishi. We came in off of Mitsubishi Motorway, the employee parking lots there, mm-hmm, along the west side. We're not doing that this year for multiple reasons. We're going to actually be using what is the old test track, which is inside the fenced-in area, the gated part at the backside of the facility. So to get in, we need people to come in on West College Avenue.
Okay.
And we actually need people to approach from the east. And so just for best traffic flow, so there's, mm-hmm, like fewest traffic conflicts as far as people turning left across traffic and such, to get people in fastest, we want everybody to come from the east. So come from Wiley Drive.
That's what I was going to
suggest. Come from College Avenue.
White Oak,
come from
Martin
White
Luther
Oak,
King.
But just come from the east.
Yeah.
Headed west down West College Avenue. Please avoid coming from Mitsubishi Motorway.
Because you won't get in. So the event kicks off what time tomorrow, and how long are you going to be there?
We're going to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at 8 o'clock, mm-hmm, waiting and ready for everybody. We'll be there until 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
And the meat of the conversation with Michael Brown about the Hazardous Waste Disposal event tomorrow, which, by the way, Radio Bloomington's proud to co-sponsor, the ingredients that you will take and the ingredients you will not.
Exactly. And so we're talking household hazardous wastes, which is kind of broad, and we can define it as anything that's toxic, corrosive, explosive, or reactive. I mean, that still doesn't tell us, you know, specifically what we're talking about. We're talking about things like harsh household cleaners. We're talking about yard care chemicals. We're talking about mercury-containing items. We're talking about automotive
fluids. Ooh, those light bulbs?
Those light bulbs.
Yeah.
Whether they're the tube light bulbs,
yeah,
or the swirly ones. That now that we don't need anymore because we have LEDs, which are much better, and they don't have mercury in them.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury being a potent neurotoxin that we really don't want getting out into the environment. And so we're talking a wide variety of items. We'll take e-waste, so electronics, at this event, including the old tube-style TVs or monitors, but we do have a limit on those, of just one of those per household, okay, if possible.
Now, motor oil. My husband for a while decided he was going to be doing his own oil changes, mm-hmm, and he's never gotten around to finding a place for the motor oil. Do you take that?
We will take that. We'll take motor oil, antifreeze, gas oil mix, all those things. But we do prefer that they're in their original container if possible. And mm-hmm, if they're not, if they're in some old reused container, make sure it's labeled. Because when we get unidentified items, then the chemists have to very quickly take that aside very carefully. And they have to start doing testing at their on-site lab right there to figure out what it is, so we don't have any explosions or big accidents from things being improperly handled. So please label
items.
Used
motor oil, so it goes into a container, but he could write like motor oil on the
exactly,
side.
Exactly.
Like in a marker or something.
Right.
Here's a Post-it. Put that
exactly
on the side of the package.
Yes.
What are you trying to make sure people really don't bring? Because I know a lot of people bring latex paint, which you can dispose of in other ways.
Exactly.
Oil-based paints, yes. Latex paint, no.
Correct. And people want to bring the latex, and I understand that it's some work to get rid of it, but it is not hazardous. We focus our limited financial resources for this event on the hazardous materials. Latex is not hazardous. You can simply dry it out yourself and throw it safely and legally into the trash after that. So, yeah, no latex paint. We can't take business waste, and so anything that was generated at a business as opposed to in a home, we by law cannot accept. We are only permitted to take household residential generated waste. That's why this is the household hazardous waste collection event.
And we have more questions we got to ask, Michael, so you just stay put.
Absolutely.
We
got to
take a time out for news. It's sponsored by Canine Classics Grooming. They cannot bring out like truckloads of dog hair because they're a business, right?
Correct.
I don't think it's hazardous, though, either. We'll have more with Michael Brown coming up. First, a look at news. Here's Greg Hallblatt. 101.5 WBNQ 752. Michael Brown, Executive Director of the Ecology Action Center in studio, because tomorrow is the not annual, every 2 year household hazardous waste disposal event on the grounds of Rivian Automotive, and we learned already that you're going to come in from the east on College and go through
Correct.
The south entrance
Right.
of the auto plant, not off of Mitsubishi Motorway. They're not going to try and throw all of those Volkswagens that they got out there into the hazardous waste disposal
you
event,
know
are
what?
They, Michael?
If they do, if that goes on my bill, I might notice, and so hopefully not.
Now, that is a question. How are we going to pay for all of this? You've
sure.
done some fundraising. You've had a whole bunch of folks that have given a lot of money towards this event, but you're accepting donations to pay the final total. It's not asking for much.
Right.
If we had what $5-$10 per car,
right,
that would cover it and then some.
Absolutely. So the actual cost of running this averages actually about $50 per household that participates. But we do already have a big chunk of what we need from the local governments. And so yeah, our fundraising goal for this year was $30,000 mm-hmm. of private contributions from individuals, from companies, sponsorships, whatnot.
We're not there yet.
We're getting there. We are taking donations at the event. We'll take cash. We'll take check. We'll take credit cards.
Okay.
We are set up. We are ready to make it easy because we know people do want to help.
But nobody's going to be turned away for an inability to pay.
Absolutely not. This is, and to be clear, it's not a fee-based. It's that we are asking for donations, but no, you do not have to make a donation to participate. We don't want there to be any barriers to participation. We want everybody to be able to participate. It's not about the money so much on that end. We will, you know, find a way to pay for it one way or another.
Is there a listing of all of the things you will and will not take online?
Yes. If people go to the Ecology Action Center website, then we have all the details there. And actually, we have a shortcut URL, hhwmclean.org, that'll take you right to the event page. That has all the details, what we're taking, what we can't take, how to donate, all these details.
How not to leave it at the Ecology Action Center if you don't make it tomorrow.
Yeah.
How not to be dumping it in advance. That's
exactly.
not cool. And it's actually illegal and they won't be able to take it. So
right.
Stop trying to budge in line.
Right.
Number one thing you got the last time we did it. What do people bring out the most?
So yeah, so looking at my chart, actually, I love, you know, data and charts and graphs and
you
such.
Know.
And yes, I'm a nerd.
Nerd.
2015 by volume, the greatest, the biggest thing that we took oil-based paints and stains. That was 45% of everything that we took in by volume.
Damn the Pinterest. They always want you to use oil-based stuff,
yes,
don't they?
Yes.
And then you don't use it all, and you're like, wait,
exactly.
I can't put this in the trash.
The good news, though, oil-based paints are being phased out. I mean, if you go now and try and buy oil-based paint at the store, it's hard to find mm-hmm. because they're really only kind of making it for specific purposes now as opposed to, you know, having it available for all purposes.
But there's still a lot of stain.
There is.
Still
there
a lot of stain out there. Yeah. And what's the number one thing you don't want that people try and bring out by mistake?
So I would say the latex paint, which costs us nearly as much as the oil-based paint to get rid of. And so please help us, you know, make this cost-effective by not bringing us things that we can all get rid of on our own at home by drying out that latex paint.
You can let that dry out in the can. And there's all kinds of details on the Ecology Action Center's website
Absolutely.
About what to do with latex paint. Michael Brown, best of luck tomorrow. Thank you to all your volunteers. I know you got a big staff
Thank
of people
you.
That are saving the planet by putting out a great effort on one day. And we should be all very thankful, even if you don't get to attend tomorrow. But thank you so much.
Thank you for your help. We appreciate the sponsorship and just your assistance in promoting it. And that T-shirt, thanks for helping
it's
us.
It's a darn good T-shirt. Are you selling these T-shirts tomorrow?
We're not. We do have a handful left, though. If somebody really wants one of those T-shirts, they just need to come
make a
see
donation
me.
Is what
Absolutely.
They need to do.
Yes.
Make a donation. Go see Michael Brown. Tell him Susan sang it.
Check out